What's your fried egg do?
Fried iron pot. You ever see one? And I say if these fellas today had to use some of these things, that everybody would be off cut off.
Well, what do you cook eggs in or what?
Yeah, just fry eggs in that thing or boil them in the pot or whatever you're going to do with it. I mean, you cook everything you cook, just no different today. I don't know what you use, but most at my house, we bought stainless steel stuff because it's so easy to clean them. But there's no difference in cooking. We've got some of these iron things around the house, but there's no difference between cooking in stainless steel and just cooking in an iron pot. Only there's one of them is iron and a little harder to clean than the other one, and cost about 10% as much as the stainless steel.
What'd you call that, the thing that you fry eggs in?
Skillet.
Okay, and you boil water in a...
Tea kettle. And you got a tea kettle today, you got one that's Westwood at your house, don't it?
When your mama did the wash,
she had a pot like I showed you, in a big pot to heat the water in out there.
Okay.
Killed a hog out there, you had a red big pot, heat the water, get the water boiling, and put it in the damn barrel, stick the hog in there, and take the hair off of it. Today, you go down to the market and get that. We didn't have a market to go to.
Was there your mother had two sets of dishes, her everyday dishes, and then her best?
No, we just had china, and when they broke one, they went and bought some more. Try to keep it like that. Today, at our house, at my house right now, we use these melon, this plastic plates because it's going to break, and I'd rather like them in the cups and so forth.
You ever
see
an egg made out of that?
Mm-hmm.
An egg made out of china?
Oh, yeah.
That'd be what would you call it?
Nested.
China?
Nested. Food in it.
Where'd you carry water in?
I had a cedar bucket.
Okay, or when you built, you catch that in a...
I had a metal bucket, a tin bucket, not a tin bucket, it was a galvanized.
What was it shaped like?
Yeah, just a round bucket, a couple of gallon pails, 3 gallon pails.
Narrow at the bottom and got...
No, it just tapered up, it wasn't that narrow, it was kind of tapered. Too narrow, it would turn over. But the only difference between cooking today on an electric stove, I go and punch the button and it gets hot, and there I had to go and cut the wood and put it in there to get it hot. But it's all the same thing. It's all with heat, it's all energy. Look, I do the same thing. I got a damn electric stove and all that thing. I punch the buttons and things. I'm not talking about things that I don't do.
You get your water out of it.
Yeah, I'm not talking about things I don't do myself, but I've been on both ends of the scale, and I know both ends of it. Now, you've never been on this end of the scale where you had a cast iron kettle to get water out of. You go out there, and you're going to get some water. That little old stainless steel or whatever it is, whistles got you on it. I got one of them, too.
How did they catch water in those systems?
They made wooden gutters.
Around the house?
Yeah. On one side of the house. And it ran to one central point.
Okay, and they wanted water out of the system, what they did?
They had a faucet between them. Some of them had an underground system that was buried under the ground to make it cool, and they draw it out with a bucket. Some of these.
Was there when you're going to feed the hog?